I want to ask you folks one question. Who's ready to hear the living legend sing one by himself? All right. I'll make you wait just 1 minute. You know, folks wonder why they call him Dr. Ralph Stanley. Well, back in 1976, he got the Doctor of Arts degrees given to him from the Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. Give him a nice hand for that. And in 1984, he was the second entertainer ever to receive the National Heritage Award given to him from President Ronald Reagan. And for the year 2000, the Library of Congress gave him a Living Legend Award. Also in 2000, he was inducted to the world famous Grand Ole Opry. And in 2002, he won a total of 3 Grammys for his contribution to the soundtrack of Old Brother, Where Art Thou? And the Grammy that he was most proud of was for the best male country vocalist of the year, and he beat out names like Johnny Cash, Tim McGraw, Willie Nelson, Lyle Lovett, and Ryan Adams. Doing my best. He's from the great state of Virginia. For 2004, the Associated Press voted him the Virginian of the Year. Also in 2004, his home state honored him with a $2 million museum. And just about 7 or 8 months ago, he had the privilege to play in Richmond, Virginia for the Queen of England. Most recent honor happened November 9th, 2006. He went to the White House, and the President and First Lady honored him with the National Medal of Arts. This past October made him 61 years of bluegrass music, and the 25th of this month, he'll be 81 years old. He has influenced artists, everybody in country music, rock and roll music, pop music, and the list goes on. But the thing I love most about him is his true love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is truly an American icon. So give my people a nice hand, Dr. Ralph Stanley.